Thank you. Marcus Reuter. Tony Levin. And Pat Mastellotto. That trio is called Stickmen. We have another trio over here called the Power Trio. Tobias Ralph on drums. Julie Slick on bass. Adrian Blue. And we're going to play another song from King Crimson. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, here's a piece from our group from a couple albums ago. This is called Crack in the Sky. Gazing in wonder as you fell up, up through a crack in the sky. Your cinnamon sadness, you whisper to us a misty memory of your guitar. Boundaries, we embrace them and then we wonder why. While you laugh at it all while falling up. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stickmen. She is susceptible. I scared myself. Thank you. myself by the window pane. Pain like the rain that's falling. She waits in the air, my ticket aside. She sleeps in a chair, in a sad America, where, when was the night so long? Long like the notes I'm sending. She waits in the air, my takeaway sign. She sleeps in a chair. Back to the Power Trio. This is Julie Slick, Tobias Ralph. We're going to play something from the last Power Trio record. We'll be right back. Thank you.
A few albums ago, we did an album that was all improvised, but with little bits of themes for each piece. We called the album Open, and each piece on it was like Open Part 1 or Open Part 3, 2. So we're going to play something like what's on that. Here's Open Part 3.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. That was open. We'd like to do a piece that's not exactly King Crimson. It's a piece by Robert Fripp from Robert Fripp's solo album. The solo album is called Exposure, and this piece is called Breathless. Thank you.
One eye goes laughing. One eye goes crying through the trials and trying of one life. One hand is tied. One step gets behind. In one breath, we're dying. I've been waiting for the sun to come up. Thank you. took hours and hours and hours. By the time I was done with it, I was so involved I didn't know what to think. I carried it around with me for days and days, playing little games, like not looking at it for a whole day. And then, looking at it to see if I still liked it. I repeat myself when under stress. The more I look at it, the more I like it. I do think it's good. The fact is, no matter how closely I study it, no matter how I take it apart, no matter how I break it down, it remains consistent. I wish you were here to see it!
We'll be right back. conversation, criticism,
help me this time, because those guys were going to kill me for sure. They ganged up on me like that. You believe it? Hey, look, I'm still shaking now. It's weird. Go out in the streets like this again. It's a dangerous place. It's a dangerous place. What's that? What's that on that tape? Hey, what you got there?
I said,
hey, what are you talking to me about?
I said, oh, it's the tape, you know?
The tape!
I said, oh, no. We're locked on that tape. Finally, they turned it on, you know? They grabbed it from me, took it away from me, turned it on, and it said, he held a gun in his hand.
This is a dangerous place. I said, what dangerous? What gun? You're a policeman!
The deeper I talked, the worse I got into. I told him, I said, look, I'm not talking. It went on forever. Anyway, I finally unpacked my shirt. I said, look, I'm in this band. And we're making a recording. It's just about New York City. It's about crime in the streets. The explanation was going nowhere. Finally, they just kind of let me go. I don't know why. So I walk around the corner, and I'm shaking my feet down. I thought, this is a dangerous place.